like to spend today on Alman HaSisa once again, basically because there are klalim that are learned from Alman HaSisa. The words Alman HaSisa are a catchy phrase, so you learn a little spekseka every once in a while. The shach throws in Alman HaSisa because it's a funny expression, a different expression. So I'd like to review what we did yesterday and get the Tesis sheet that today. We'll finish Rashi and get the Tesis. And basically, there are three rules, or three klolim, related to sex fake, all three of which are Shaykh to our Sugya. The first klal is what I mentioned to you yesterday. The Rashi was the first one who brings this klal from our Sugya. That is the set question of whether you go bust a sex fake of a chazak yisur. That is the yesterday's discussion. The Rash beholds a sex fake when they go bust a chazak yisur, and the Ra'ah argues like the Rash and the Ra'ah whether one can be makel by a sex fake of a chazak yisur. How does this relate to our Sugya or of Yeshua and our Gemara? According to Rashi's second pshat, Rashi's first pshat, I discussed with you yesterday, seems to say it's only one suffix. Rashi's second pshat, which he calls the pshat of the Divrei Rav Yosef, say the Elef, holds that it's a case of sex faker, as I said to you on, well, it used to be on the board, the case of sex faker, and here it's Chazak Yisura, because this woman was an Eishes Ish before she came in Almana. She married this man who's a sex faker. She's an Eishes Ish. When he dies, we have a shayla. So it's a case of a Chazak Yisura, because she married a man who's a sex faker. She's an Eishes Ish, and the man dies, she's a question of Mutta L'Kayim and not Mutta L'Kayim. So that is the case of Almana Tisa according to Rabbi Yeshua. Why is Rabbi Yeshua Mekel? Very easy. Shuzmekel, Svekzveka, Kula, simple, which would be mashmas of the Rashba, that Svekzveka, the Tzadik Yisura is one. This is the way that the Rashba learns of Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua said. Pnei Yeshua said, it's not so. Maybe, Rabbi Yeshua holds that way. That Svekzveka, Tzadik Yisura, we say. Maybe it's where Rabbi Yeshua that. We pass on Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel holds in our Gemara that ain't an amen. I am honest, so it's the reverse of the old day in the men. So we see sex faker, you don't say in the case of his chazak yisur. So that's the one of the Yeshua has four kashas, but the one main kasha is a simple kasha. The Rashi was going on the Rabbi Yeshua. We pass the Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel law. What? It's a Eishes Ish. So she was an Eishes Ish until he died. The minute he died, we have a suffix. She went to a kayin. Maybe she married a chalom. So, a minute ago, she was the cheskes issa. A minute later, it's a suffix. So the time is, that should be a cheskes issa. What is it called? Okay, that's what the Chassam Sofer puts in. The Chassam Sofer throws in, I mentioned it at the end of Shir yesterday, that there's a second issue, not just the issue, the klal of Masakinon, the sex second of Cheskes Issa, there's another issue. That's called, in the Lashon of Yeridaya, Masakinon Le Isser Le Isser. Whether we give a chazaka from one Isser to another, and I think yesterday everyone was dry when they asked the Svaris, which could be because it was after an hour of Shir, dry up after an hour of Shir. What I'll try to do is give you an example, the case the Shemaitza talks about. Shemaitza has one whole Shemaitza on the topic of Masakina Mesuas. The Shemaitza Hay, Kedarka, he goes into side things, but the whole Shemaitza Hay is primarily on the question of Masakina Mesuas. Let me give you an example, an easier example, and then we'll get back to our Gemara. The original issue of Masakina Mesuas was the Maitza Shahaya, where a man moved into town from out of town. Nobody knew much about his background or his family. He came in, he's a Yid. But we don't know. He had brothers, he had parents are alive, we have no idea. He moved into town, he met a girl, and they got married. And they were married for a while, and then the man died. The question was, they had no children. Now, this woman had no idea if she's not completely evil. She had no idea if her husband had brothers or didn't have brothers. He moved in. What? They never discussed it. You know, it sounds funny today. You make a chassid, you ask information for your date, you know, if she has brothers or not, right? My grandfather came to America in the beginning of the 1900s from Poland. And we have no idea what relatives he had, even what his name was. He came here, he took a typical American name. My grandmother said she never met any of his relatives, no idea what that happened. That's the whole story. Once upon a time, it worked, you know, you met a person, you dated them. Anyway, so this is the Maaseh Shoya. It's a Maaseh Shoya Kachaya, that a man, my grandfather obviously had children, this Maaseh Shoya Kachaya, a man moved into town, married a woman, he was a regular from years, he died, and they didn't know, does he have brothers, he had a simple wedding, you know. The Shoya came to the Maharit. The Maharit was the 1500s. The Shoya came to the Maharit, and the Maharit said, it's a Safik, the woman is the Chefka sister. And since she's the Cheskas Isser, she's not permitted to remarry. She'll have to be an Aguna. Unless you can find a brother, she'll remain an Aguna really for the rest of her life, because she can't find a brother. She's the Cheskas Isser I met there until you find out that there's a head. That's the Shaila, obviously. What's the Cheskas Isser? Eishas Ish. She had a Cheskas Isser, which comes from the parasha of Eishas Ish. And we know for sure that she's not an Eishes Ish anymore. The question is she now a Yavama Lashuk? Is she a Yavama who's going to get married Lashuk, which is us? It's a different Isser. So the Shemaitza argues that that's not called a Cheskas Isser. What kind of Cheskas Isser is it? What kind of Cheskas Isser? Chazok is she's an Eishes Ish. Well, we know she's not an Eishes Ish. The topic is, did she become a Yavama? Did she become a Chayiv and Yibum? Legabe Yibum, there's no Cheskas Isser. She was born, not a Chayiv and Yibum. And we don't know at any given moment that she was ever a Chayiv and Yibum. So therefore, the Shemaitza holds that's not called a Chazaka. That's Machzakinim, it's a list. It's going from one Isser to a different Isser. The Tzvara is that that's not called Chazak. On the other hand, the Maharit holds that it is called a Chazak. Which way is more mistaver? What would you say after Tzvara? Is that called a Chazak? You're saying the Yibum is different. The Yibum is a continuation of Eishes Ish. What? Are you saying something a little different than Shafi?
She never created that slug. She can't create the slug without knowing the fact. She knows she got married to him and she says, but she wants that image. So why should we create a new slug without knowing
it? Is it a new chazak or is it the same chazak? See, Shafi's arguing that maybe Yibum is different. Yibum is really an extension of marriage. That argument aside, because I'm not talking dafka in the case of Yibum. This happens to be the case, you know, where the argument is usually traced to. But you realize that this is a very simple case to understand. I choose an Eishes Ish. It's really exactly the same thing in our Gemara. The Almana had a Cheskas Eishes Ish. Her husband died. She's definitely not an Eishes Ish. Question is she mechulal because she married a chalak? You because she married a Safik Halal, does that make her into the equivalent of a Halal? That's the issue. It's really the same issue, right? It's not the same thing. Except that Almona Fis is just a more complicated background case. So what do you say, Alfisara? At least certain feel of what this is telling, and I think it's such a double pashit, like you know, Shachat when it's telling. I mean, it's not double pashit. What to tell you this far? What is chazaka? Is chazaka the result, the psak, iser? Or is chazaka based on the cause? Ishish is the cause, and the psak is she's awesome. Yibum is the cause, and the psak is she's awesome. What is chazaka? Is it a continuation of the shei iser? Or is it a continuation of the psak? There are two tzadim where as far as it's hard to see that one is more mustabin than the other. But in other words, the question is, the original case of chazaka is by tzaras. It was tzaras yesterday, we assume it's a tzaras today, we assume it didn't change. Which means that both the cause, tzaras, continued, and the result, that everything in the house is tame, if there's a mitzvah there, continues. So, in the typical case of chazaka, what was continues on. What we had on in Kaisis on that test. She was born with teres b'kuhuna. So the chazaka says it should continue. It's exactly the same thing continuing. Here, so let's say in the Maritz case, the result is continuing. If you go according to the result of psak, the psak is Issa. She's awesome. She was also yesterday, she was married. So the chazaka should say, the shame Issa continues. Yesterday it was Issa Ish, today there's a different Issa. But if chazaka is, if she was also yesterday, she was also today, then it should continue. However, if chazaka is the cause, what's the cause? Why was she also yesterday? She was an Issa Ish. So we're saying she was an issue since yesterday, let that continue. That doesn't continue. Her husband's dead. Now it's a new shayla. If you hold that you look at the cause by a chazaka, then a mastakina means a little bit. That's not a chazaka. Chazaka means it continues. It doesn't continue. Yesterday was one thing, today is something different. That's not called continuing. If you say chazaka is the result, yesterday it was this or today it's this, and then it is a continuation. Then it continues. The Maritz apparently holds. Since the old Masakino Miyisala is there. So the Maritz is going to hold that is a Cheskes Iser. The Shmaita holds a Masakino Miyisala is there. He holds you go by cause, and the cause does not continue. The cause doesn't continue. So this is a Machlaikis in the Lundis of Chazaka and how Chazaka works. A bit difficult to say klar that it's mustaber one way more than the other, although if I had my choice, I would see it more like the Shemaitre. So we care what the Pesach is, we care what the Yisr is. But the Shemaitre, that's what's exciting. Comes the Chassam Sefer, and he says, this Machlaikis and Machzakina Miyisr Le'Yisr, this is the Machlaikis of Gamliel and of Yeshua. And you'll see the godless of some Sefer's pshat if you follow through. Reb Yeshua holds, it's a spek svek, it's mutter, because he holds that there's no chazaka here. He holds, why machzakinu miyisalim? He holds there's no chazaka here. And since there's no chazaka, so spek svek is lakula. Aye, she was the nation since yesterday. Here is the chazaka. Shuot Lai Masakina Miyasalit. Rav Gamliel argues why. He had to tell her. It's a spectator. How could Rav Gamliel be machmir? Rav Gamliel holds machzakina meyisalism. That we are machzik meyisalism. And here it's a cheskes iser. Since it's a cheskes iser, spectator is awesome. We'll see in a minute the benefit of learning this way. But this is the way that Chassid Sefer learned our Gemara. That everybody holds it's a spectator in our Gemara. Everybody holds it's a spectator. Rav Gamliel holds that Masakina Miyasalaiser. Since Masakina Miyasalaiser, we do not make here by Sakhsaik. It's Sakhsaik and Makam Chazaka. And Rabbi Shua holds by Masakina Miyasalaiser. And therefore it's not a Chazaka as they say. So therefore Sakhsaik is Muslim. Nice way to learn. What comes out very nice from this. I'm saying that it's a beautiful kinesh, beautiful addition to this. He brings from the septicy of others that Rabbah holds why not the kinam yisalaiser. Obviously, it's not a beferish gemara, but he says the way Tosfos learns the gemara there, Rabbah shita is why not the kinam yisalaiser, and Abaye and Rabbah hold not the kinam. What comes out nice. Rav Gamliel, Rav Yeshua, how do we paskin? Rav Gamliel, Rav Yeshua, we paskin. Rav Gamliel. The Samsaita's pshat in our Gemara is that Rav Gamliel, Rav Yeshua arguing in this. Rav Gamliel holds that it's kachet kasisa masakina. Rav Yeshua holds why masakina. Who's the man of the armor in our Gemara? It's Rava. Very good. Rava Lishitasa, it comes out with Rav Gamliel. And Rabbah, the Shittasai, comes out with Rabbah Gamliel. So therefore, this whole pshat makes sense. However, at the beginning of the sugya was Rabbah. At least according to the Gersa on the side. At the beginning of the sugya was Rabbah. Rabbah is the one who started this whole tumult. Right? Reminu is the kasha and Rabbah. Rabbah is. Rabbah can't go with this pshat. Because Rabbah holds the paskin, why masakina the yisalaiser? See, he's not going to make Rav Gamliel hold masakina. Zaktach sam seifer. Rashi has two pshat. Rashi's first pshat, which he said in the beginning of the sugya, is Rabbah's pshat in Amon HaSisa. Because Rabbah had to have a different pshat in this gemara. Because since Rabbah in the Sefer above is paskin, that loy masakina mesalei, so he can't go with this whole chattel of Rabbi Yosef Tavilan. Because Rabbi Yosef Tavilan's chat, according to the Sam Sefer, has Rav Gamliel holding masakina mesalei. Therefore, Rabbah, at the beginning of the sugya, has to have a different pshat in Amon HaSisa. So Rashi brings two pshat, and he doesn't bring Rabbi Yosef until the end. In the beginning, Rashi had a pshat, but this is not a sex factor. Only one topic. There's only one suffix. Why? Because Rabbah has to learn that way. Rabbah has to learn that way. Once you get to Abaye the Rava, Abaye and Rava learned Amon HaSisa the way we're learning now, like Rabbi Yosef Tavela. Because they hold the Rav Gamliel Paskin, Nechachinam Yisalism, which is the way they Paskin. But Rabbah couldn't learn that way. So therefore, Rabbah had a different shot in Amon HaSisa. So that in the beginning of the Gemara, the Pshat Amon HaSisa was the beginning way Rashi said in the beginning. It's only at the end of the Gemara when Abaye and Rav are explaining that it's a Sfeksaika, that Rashi has to explain that it's a Sfeksaika. So that Rava really learns it's only one suffering. Right? So Abaye told him, Rav Gamliel, like Kasha, why don't you have to see Rav Gamliel? But there's some Sfeksaika, that's also good. According to Rabbah, there is no sphere of Gamliel. Because in this case, Rabbah will hold it's only one sophic, Amon HaSisa. In the case of one sophic, he can't have the sphere, that's why he's the name of the man. Abaye and Rabbah learned it's the case of sex, so they can learn it's the sphere of Gamliel. So Rabbi Avad as well. But what the Samsaif is trying to do is to say, you have two pshat in Amon HaSisa, you lost it. Okay, start again. If it was Rabbi Rav and Abaye, everything was fine. If it was Rabbi Rav, everything was fine. Okay. Let's go again. We talk only about Rabbi Yosef Tavion. Okay? Rabbi Yosef Tzeivelman learned it's a case of Sekhsaker for Makam Chazak. Okay? And he learned that's the Machlaikis of Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. What's the Machlaikis? According to him. So the way it works out, all this equates for Rabbi Yosef Tzeivelman. Leo and Yeshua. Okay? Leo and Yeshua. The case of sex saying. So Leo Hall ain't in the minute. And Yeshua Hall sex is believed. Okay. Why? What's the time? Okay? What's the time? So Yeshua is easy. The minute is why? Sex saying. Right? Sex sake. Why is it something you're going to hold? Easy. Sex sake of the Wakam Chazaka, the Namega. She has a Chesketatious Ish. So he holds it in a minute. It's Chesketatious Ish. Okay? The Chesketatious Ish, right? What does he hold? Why is the Chesketatious Ish? What? Why? No hole, they must have killed it all this way. Okay. What does that mean? There's a real hole. Here's the layer, sir. That's the key. Okay? Okay. This is the shot in the Gemara printer, if you have to take that one. This is the way the Sefer says he was. They're arguing guilt with Akiva, guilt with Akiva. How do we pass him? Which means that this whole Shad Holot makes sense if at the end of the day you say Masakiva, which is the Marit Shita. You say Masakiva means the way it serves. Then this whole Shad makes a lot of sense. And this is all Abayim Rabba's Shad. Because Abayim Rabba, the Mangyamar and Yavavim, will hold Masakiva means the way it serves. So this is all according to Abai and Rav. Okay. This is all true according to Abai and Rav, but this is Pshat of the Gemara. He holds David the Medes, Chesseka, Masakir, and Yisrael Lefer, Chesseka, Masakir, and Chazakah, and he holds the Adam. Rava, who's the first man of the army, at the beginning of this Sugya, cannot hold of this Pshat. Because Rava Paskin, a Masakir, and Yisrael Lefer, and we know that Masakir, and Yisrael Lefer, Rishayim will pass for a double leader. And the assumption is that Rabba will pass it that way too. Therefore, Rabba cannot hold up this chat. So Rabba who holds that the Zerdeka Hamachi is a Masakinan, he needs a different Tajin Amanafisa. He needs a different Shah in Amanafisa. He can't learn Amanafisa as a sex faker. The standard of Gabriel would have to be an echo. Because he passed him to a Masakinan. How are we going to learn Rabba? Rashi was felt. How are we going to learn Rabba? So Rabba is going to be learn up the whole story of the Pirish Rishon of Rashi. And it's not a sex sake of the cloud. The first Pshat in Rashi, which was such a big daichik, learned that Amonathis is just one suffix. Suffix to get is a good get or not a good get. That's all suffix. Rabba, who passes the Imasakim Mithlissa, cannot hold of this whole shackle. Because this whole shackle ends up with a sack of a sakim on it. And Rabba doesn't hold that way. Memela, holds the man with learning Rabba, we have to go to the first shot of Rashi. There's not a sakhsake at all. The sakhsake, we would have to be naked. So Rashi's first shot was true, there's not a sakhsake at all, according to Rabba. As soon as the Gemara started talking about Abaye and Rava, Rashi came with the second shot. Because the second shot only makes sense according to Abaye and Rava. What do we gain? We gain two things. And Rashi didn't bring the Yosef Tzeivelman's shot in the beginning of the circle. He waited till the end. Because you don't learn the whole Gemara through this way. Rava, you don't learn this way. And we gain the second thing. Abaye is Rava. What are you talking about? Is this Shrava, as the Lilith is Ainan and Nenna? Rabba held Taicha Monatisa is that there's no sex bag. If there's no sex bag, that's not fair that Elinaman is. The way Abaye and Rabba learned it, that the sex bag is the Antigashim. And why does Rabba Leo say Elinaman? But the way Rabba learned it, it never bothered Rabba. So that basically Rabba and Abaye and Rabba have two different Taicha of Monatisa. They have two different Shatim in Monatisa. Rabba, like Rashi started the Sogya, well, Rabba at the beginning of the Sogya, and Abaye and Rabba, like the Masala. This is what said this channel here on the Gemara. The main thing, of course, is from the same shadow of the Yeshiv Tzaydala. The whole shadow with Rabba, all better. Okay. It's a little, this is his whole filter on the Sogya, and we've so far just finished Rashi. Fortunately, this is a totally different shot, which means it's not confusing in the sense that it's not a continuation, but it's a totally new shot in the Gemara, and a totally new part of Dinei Sex Sex. Let's see Tyson Salman and Tyson. Tyson doesn't like either of Rashi's shot. I mean, come on. Hey, do you want to see the caution? You know about something called? It got mixed in, it got combined. That's a shayach by Rashi's case. Even Rabbi Yosef Tzaydala's case. Right, break tight this. The aim, Lashon Isa. Meifel Allah the Mechon. Isa is a dough. A dough is a mixture. You don't call a mixture one person who has one shayach. El al mishpach, a shayach Lashon. You have a family into which a Safik Chalal disappeared into the family. Complicated case, easy case, I don't know. You have a Safik Chalal. Why is the person a Safik Chalal? Same thing, a woman got a get, Safik Karavla, Safik Karavla, Safik get. So she's a Safik Rusha, then her husband died, she became Safik Rusha, Safik Amana. She married a Kayin, the Kayin is a Safik Chalal. The child is a Safik Chalal. That part of the picture stays the same according to all the Pshatim in Rashi. Now, a woman who got a get, Safik get, married a Kayin. They had a child. This child is what? One son. This child somehow disappeared into the family. Okay, how that happened? How did somebody disappear into the family? Right, so we know for certain, how do we know for certain it happened a few generations ago? I'm not, you're right, you're not wrong, I'm just asking you to explain. We have to have somehow two Edom say that Yaakov the Kayin had three sons, and one of the sons, it's nice that happened. Which son? I don't remember which son. I guess that's the case, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to have witnesses.
We don't know which one of the sons married
this
family, or we don't
know. One of the sons became a Safik Chalal, and now this lady, we're calling Galmanas Isa, married this Isa person, he's an Isa, he's a Dove. The Dove means a mixture. He's a member of this family. And a lady married him, became an Almana. She's an Almana Isa. She's an Almana from a man who comes from a family in which there is a person who's a Safik Chalal. Is the easy case. So, Almana Isa, She married a man who's from this family. We have witnesses that say that 70 years ago, there was somebody with this from this family that married a Suffolk Hollow and had a child. The child was a Suffolk Hollow. And now somebody married one of these children. And I'm asking if that's the case, right? The Tosfos, I think, deliberately says one or more. Echad harvest make it halal. Some place doesn't want there should be a right. If it's just one Suffolk Hollow and two of Adi Kasher, then it'll be right. This is there are one, maybe there are many, we don't know. We know there's Sveikha Cholom mixed into this family. Yaman is just a poor lady from a different family, the Kasha family, who married this fellow. So this fellow is the Isa. Ezel Isa is the family that has something mixed in disappearing into the family. The Amonat Isa is someone from a Kasher family who just married someone from there. So I guess that's why Tosfos says you go to Ezel Isa, not Ezel Amonat Isa. Ezel Isa is a family that has this mixture, and Amonat, the one who married him, became an Amonat. Hari Isa B'Yerushalmi, that's what I've seen Amonat, Koshin Nimbaba Kaya Isa. We have this lady who married a man from this family, and Rabbi Yeshua says that she is mutter. Why is she mutter? Because she has a sfek sfek on her side. What's a sfek sfeka? Suffolk, if there was ever a hole in the first place. Maybe originally when the whole story began, the get was kariv to the man. It was not a get. It was not a grusha. So one suffix is, maybe there's not a chol in the family at all. Now, Kilo went to someone that there was a suffix in the family who says this man is the suffix. Who says that he's the suffix. So that is a sex fake. Anything wrong with the sex fake? You're there, guys. What's a sex cycle? Maybe there was a grusha in the family, maybe not. Maybe if there was a Suffolk Hall in the family, maybe this is not, maybe this is not the one. That's a very good sex cycle. Okay, now this is called, I hope you have the case clear. This is called another one of the famous phrases of Simon Kupia's. Suffolk Echad B'Gufay, the Suffolk Echad B'Tarulay. This is not a typical sfek sfeika. Suffik echad beguf, the suffik echad betaruvas, which means, again, I'll try to give you an easy case, not an almanat isa case, so we'll be able to discuss it. You have a piece of suffik treifa. Why is it a suffik treifa? Because you shepherded the animal, you checked the lung, you found the sircha, you don't know if it's a treifa, enough to be matri. Meet the suffik treifa. Suffik treifa is awesome. This piece of Suffolk treifa meat now was placed into a pot, but there are three pots. Each one of the three has a piece of meat from a different animal. And we're mesupik which one of the three got the treifa meat. I shouldn't say three because that'll be buff. Let's say two. There are two pots with meat. One has the treifa meat, one has the kosher. 50-50. So the logic would say this is a sex faker. You could eat the meat in any one of the pots. The sex faker. Suffolk, was there any traitors in the first place? And I filled with him so long that there was traitors, maybe the traitors is the one in the other pot, not the one in this pot. So that's the case of sex faker, but it's the case we have Suffolk echad b'gufay, one Suffolk in the meat itself. Is a trait on that. The suffik echad b'taruvus, and a second suffik in the mixture. And again, it's the Pnei Yeshua. You notice whenever it's sex fake, it's the Pnei Yeshua who talks up. The Pnei Yeshua asks on on our Taisis, that this should not count as a sex factor. Safik echa beguf, safik echa betarubis, the Rashba and Beya of Gimel, says that that's not a sex factor. So not possible to say, the Chabad. That's not called a sex factor. Not called a sex factor. Taisis apparently holds it is called a sex factor. Does everybody follow what's going on? It's a sex factor. Well, what's our case? Just like the case of the meat. You have a meat which is suffic tray, suffic kosher. Then you don't know is it this pattern or this pattern. Here also, you have a person became a suffic halal. You don't know if the woman was, if the mother was grusha or not. Now this person disappeared into the family. You don't know if the one you marry is that person or not, or the descendant of that person or not. That suffik echa begufai, suffik echa betarubis. The Taisa Shita here and in a few places in Shas is that's a good Sasvaika. And the Rajba Shita, the Yeshua is not stick to Rajba Shita, holds that's not a good sex cycle. What's this Svara? What? The Taisus could say, Rabbi Yeshua holds, this is a good sex cycle. And the reason Gamaliel argues is that's very good. You're right, except that Taisus Shita anyway, say a Gimel, have to be there, then it is a good sex cycle. But you're right, otherwise you could learn, you're free to learn that's Rabbi Yeshua Shita, and just like the Yeshua said before, we don't talk to him anyway. So we have a new Indian. Safikecha begufa, safikecha betarubis. Again, Svara. Anybody? What should Svara say? Therefore? No? Why do they? Yod Svek Svek is the Tamroi. Yod Svek is the Tamroi. You make a circle and you draw a grid. Then should safikecha begufa, safikecha betarubis make sense? Sounds to me to be right. Can't I make the same exact graph?
Make a circle. And say, look,
50-50. The meat could be in this pattern or this pattern. If I take one path, it's 50% that it's that piece of meat. So long as it's that piece of meat, it's only 50% chance it's trade, 50% is kosher. So let's say I'm eating one. It's kind of the top is the meat. Is the meat from the behemoth? I have it along here. Is the meat from this behemoth that had this long, this pattern, this pattern? Even if you say it's in this path, maybe it's a trade and maybe it's a kosher. Let's say both ways. So when I'm done on any one path, chayav should be a good sex cycle. It's 75% odds, 3-1, that I'm eating kosher. Because 50-50, that's the one in the path, is the one that had a shiloh. Plus, even if it's the one that had the shayla, it's 50-50, that's trade for kosher. So according to the Rashba, this should be good. Why shouldn't we say something echa begufay, something echa betarubis? Why not? So the reason for this, which is mentioned by a number of the Acharonim, including the Shach and Taz, is that when you have two sekes in a piece of meat, that's a sex sake. Two sekes in a woman, suffic rutzen, suffic einus, suffic tagum, that's a sex sake. Because the shayla presents itself as a sex sake. However, when you have suffic echad begufay, and suffic echad betarubin, at the time you have suffic echad begufay, there's already a psak l'chumra. That's a suffix that writes l'chumra. Before it becomes part of a mixture, you already have a psak l'chumra. Suffix echad begufay, we have a psak l'chumra. Once you have a psak l'chumra, now you can't use it for a sex cycle. Because once you have a psak, the psak is passing. Of course, Rav Shimon sticks in his line. Rav Shimon, he explains that the first psak was a vaday. When you had safek echad begufay, you had a shayla on the lung. You only had one safek. Safek derash b'chomer. The psak is its trace. Once it's traced, look at by Charlie, it's traced. It's vaday traced. Now it gets it with the tarumis, that's only one safek. When do we say svek sveka? When the two svekas present themselves at the same time. But here, first you had a suffix begufa. You had the paskin of the lung. And then you're going to run and have a suffix about the mixture. That's not a svek sveka. That's not a legitimate svek sveka. Because both svekas did not present themselves at the same time. So therefore, there are those who hold, and the Rash Bashita, that Safik Echa Bekufa, Safik Echa Beterus, is not a sex faker. But that's not a legitimate sex faker to be mounted. And if so, this Salman Atisa should not be mounted. Now there are many Paiskim who pass in that Safik Echa Bekufa, Safik Echa Beterus is not a sex faker. Many Achrayim. And for that reason, they would like, as best they could, to try to say that maybe our Tisus would be somehow be Maida. There's a base mayor who would like to say that our case is different. But again, before our case is different, you have to just know the basic rule of Sabekecha Begufe, Sabekecha Terubis. Okay, I don't want to confuse it by we get down to our sugya. The basic machlokes, you should know that the achalukei deis and the paiskim, if that's called a sex faker, because when the safek echad begufa is kepaskin, it's kepaskin, they're finished. Later it becomes a mixture, you can't change it because of that. There is a case in Yeridea, Simikuf Yod Sif Dalet. You have chickens running around in the yard. One of them is a Suffolk trefa, and the other one is a kosher chicken. Okay, one chicken, whatever, it's got an injury, that's a Suffolk trefa, and the other one is a normal chicken. And you go out, you find an egg laying in the yard. You find an egg laying in the yard, then what should be the din of the egg? Suffolk. You're missing a word. Suffolk, if it's a Suffolk trefa. One chicken is a Suffolk trefa, one chicken is kosher. One of them laid the egg. Either the kosher one laid the egg, or the Suffolk trefa laid the egg. One or the other. Right? It's a Suffolk if it's a Suffolk trefa. Right? The Suffolk, did it come from the Suffolk trefa? Did it come from the kosher? What? No, they have two Suffolks. One Suffolk is which chicken did it come from? And I filtered the saliva came from that chicken, but that chicken is a Suffolk trefa. The Mechaber paskins that the chicken is not. The Suffolk faker. Did it come from the kosher chicken or did it come from the Suffolk chicken? And even if it came from the Suffolk chicken, it's a Suffolk. You're not sure if that chicken is trefa. Mechaira, this is a case. Suffolk echa begufay, the Suffolk echa betarubis. Suffolk echa begufay, Suffolk echa betarubis. You have a raya, the Mechaber shita is, that's a good sex fake. Suffolk echa is the animal trefa, Suffolk echa is the egg from that animal. But the Beis Meir, no. In this case, everyone's maida to sex faker. Why? Because both fakers were created with the egg simultaneously. Both fakers were created at the same moment with this egg. When I found the egg, I immediately had two fakers. Not the same as if I would know the egg was laid by the Suffolk trefa. And if I knew that, it became mixed, it became combined with other eggs. That's not what happened here. Here, the egg, from the moment that the egg was discovered, there were two sphagnums right away. When do we say Safik Echa Begufay, Safik Echa Betaruv, this is not a sex fake? When you had the opportunity to pass in one Safik, which would be in a case where you know the egg came from the Safik trade, and you had the opportunity to pass it. And then later it got combined with other eggs. That would be a case of Safik Echa Begufay, Safik Echa Betaruv. But here, from the instant the egg is created, that it's a good sex fake. The melech of the beis meir by almanas isa. Lagabe this woman, the suffix is simultaneous. It could be 70 years ago. She was a suffix if the get was given. Karavla. All those fakers are in the past. This woman married this man right away. Side the woman, side the man. Right away had a sex faker. Immediately. They had a suffix. Is he the one? And even if he is the one, maybe it was Karavloi, maybe it was Karavla. By Almanas Isa, the two snakes appear on the horizon at the same time. And since they come at the very same time, it could be that our Gemara, everyone would be made a sex snake. This is the Beis Meir's suggestion, that our Gemara is different. And it's a Chiddush Lahalakha, of course. The Kiddush, that even though it is a machloek of Safik Echa Begufay Safik Echa Betaruv, that's only where you had the opportunity to pass to the first Safik, and not where the person came along immediately with both Safik. The good cash. We say something about a chicken. You had the opportunity to pass it on the chicken. Right. It seems that this mayor holds that we don't look at it that way. I'll tell you how you can have it. Somebody laid a supper tray and laid an egg. Now I see the egg, I have to pass it to the kosher tray. Then the egg fell into a mixture. After the psak. Now we already had a psak, it's tray. Now it fell into it, we got combined with another egg, now I don't know which is which. There's only one side. This is the way the Beis Meir looks at the sugya. The Meir is quoted by the Avnei Meluim in Simon Bey's Oif Dalit. The Avnei Meluim does not like the Beis Meir's chat for reasons similar to what Yanki was mentioning. This is his suggestion. And again, it's an insight. This is something who's a Bukhut. Some cipher comes with a Gainistic of chat. Why our Gemara is different with Abi Safik Echa Bukhut, Safik Echa Bukhut. He says, our Gemara cannot be compared to any other Gemara in Yerudea. For a totally different reason. Totally different reason. What are the two spakers in our Gemara? The first topic is the man a chola? The second topic is this the man? He got mixed with the family. That's a sub-safer. The topic chola was different. Why? If you have Safik Trefa, one Safik Deraisa, how do you pass him? Treif. Vadai, Treif. True? Passing Vadai Treif. Certainly you're passing Vadai Treif. By a Safik Cholo, what do you pass him? Think. Safik Cholo, you have one Safik if he's a Cholo. What do you pass him? You pass him he's a Cholo? Why not? You should pass the chalo. Something else will come. Right? Why? If someone's not sure if he's a kayin or not, is the chumet to be a kayin or is the chumet to not be a kayin? Huh? The chumet to not be a kayin. So he's going to pass. He's not a kayin. Are we going to let him marry a divorced woman? If he's a suffet chalo, suffet kayin. Well, to not be a kayin is a chumra, you can't get the first aliyah. You can't eat truma. So it's a chumra to be a cholol as opposed to Yisrael. On the other hand, this chumra is the other way too. Because if he's a kayin, he can't be metame, he can't marry grusha. So if you have a man who's a satik cholol, that means a satik if he has dine kahuna, is there a psak on this man? Is there going to be a psak? He is a cholo? No. We can't pass him. But it's a chumra both ways. We're going to tell a Safik Cholo, you know what you are? You're a Safik Kayim. You're machmer both ways. You cannot eat truma, cannot get the first aliyah, cannot duchin, cannot do avayit in the base of Mikdash. You might be not be a Kayim. On the other hand, you're not going to go to a Levaya, to a base of Kfaris. You're not allowed to marry a Grusha. You're not allowed to marry a Zayna. Why? Maybe you are a Kayim. So by Safik Cholol, when we have one Safik, is there a Psark? No, it's different than every other Safik that writes L'chumra. Every other Safik that writes L'chumra, Safik Treif. There's only one Psark, L'chumra, Treif. So everywhere else, Safik Echa Begufay, Safik Echa Betarubis, the Safik Echa Begufay Paskins. And it's over. There's a Psark and finish. And then we don't make it a fact sake of Safik Echa Begufay, Safik Echa Betarubis. Masha'in came by Safik Cholol. A Safik Cholol remains a Safik. Because we can't say a Psak by a Safik Cholol. Why are you going to Paskin? He's what? We can't Paskin, he's a Cholol. Because the Chumra of Chayshish is not a Cholol. He remains a Safik Lailam Vayet. Because he has to be Machmer both ways. So he remains a Safik Lailam Vayet. And if he remains a Safik Lailam Vayet, so Safik Echa Begufay, and then it gets into Taruvis, is a good sex maker. So he remains a Safik. Now he falls into Taruvis, he gets disappears into the family, that lives a sex maker. Very shnakat some cipher. Every Safik Echa Begufay, Safik Echa Betaruvis is a psak. So it's not a sex maker. Here, there is no psak. Since the chumra could go both ways. The Sadach some cipher says that Amanasis is different than everything else. Let's finish the Taisvis, one more little piece. Right, just look at the last part of Taisvis. Not connected to Saxbaker. He's an obvious cash on the last piece of Taisvis. In Taimar, you got it? So 5 lines before the end of Taisvis. In Taimar, Perka, sorry, Yosef Mashma. I feel the one man the Makshir Amanathisa. Might have the Bast of Sula. Even if you hold an Amanathisa's kosher. The pass is possible. Gabi Adam Rav Yisrael called Ma'ida Ba'amanas Yisrael Sulakuna. Mafuki Mani Tanoi Did Not Hate Rav Yeshua Amali Alman Amali Bas Bas Nami Yav Svek Svek Kuvay Alman Like this is the cash. Amanas Yisrael Rav Yeshua is Matthew. Why not Bas Amanas Yisrael? The Amanas Yisrael can marry a Kayin. Why can't the daughter of the Amanas Yisrael marry a Kayin? Very push the cash. Yishleimer the Bas Ema Chazok the cash. The mother was born a kosher. So for her, we're mekel by Amanasis. The bat was born right away as a child of an Isa. So Memela, the mother's chazaka passes for her to be mekel by Amanasis. So she came, the daughter, has no chazaka. Kasha on this is, Kiva Eger says, we should say Amana, cheskes eima, hani labas. We just learned the whole chat. If you pass it to the mother, it helps to the daughter. So, Frank Rebbe Kiva Eger, what's going on, Taisus? Bas Isa Ima Chazaka Dekash. The mother has Chazaka, not the daughter. Who cares? But the mother's Chazaka, help for the daughter. But the mother's Chazaka, help for the daughter. Why is it Chazaka Seima Hani Labas? Who cares about the Bas doesn't have a Chazaka? Kivager answers, when do we say Cheskes Eima Hani Labas? When the Safik has to do with the mother. You don't know who the father is. All you have is the mother. That was the case before. So Cheskes Eima Hani Labas. Here, this daughter was born to Yaman Afisa, and her husband was the man that the Safik respects. Cheskes Eima. But this daughter is not going to help because we're not worried about the mother. We're worried about the father. The Av. The Av is the Isa. The Av had no chazaka. When do we say Cheskes Eima Hani Labas? When we don't know who the father is. The question is, who's the father, or kosher or apostle? Cheskes Eima Hani Labas. Here we know the father. The father is the descendant of this Isa family. And here we don't say Cheskes Eima Hani Labas. The father's chazaka, that's the shy. The father had a suffix from the Shiva Flay Dasai. The male is not Cheskes Eima Hani Labas. Kidegas Teres. So tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to learn in Amid, down to the bottom. We're going to spend time on the one question of Mamzer Sadeh for Chol Shaiseh. So please make sure you learn up the Gemara tomorrow and lunchtime in Mitzvah Hashem. We'll 7th Parashah.